Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guests will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London. Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if you've got a specific topic you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, connect with me through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, gosh, we've got so many things happening, and I missed you all last week. And later in the show tonight, I'm going to tell you more about what unfolded last week for me. But I've got some news this week that our wonderful producer, Christopher, he's not with us because he's being honored at a special dinner tonight. But in his place, we have the amazing Brian filling in the producer's seat. Brian, welcome. Thanks. To be my producer this week.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
And can I tell everybody what's happening with our Christopher tonight? Tell everybody.
I'm going to do that right now. The station is actually getting honored tonight by the Rhode Island Blood Drive. So he's away on assignment, but he will be back with you next week.
Yes, and I understand he's getting an award tonight.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so Christopher, I know you're going to hear this show later, so I just got to tell you again, my friend, how I'm so proud of you, and congratulations for receiving your award tonight, and, you know, we'll let you off the hook tonight for not filling the producer's seat, but I'm thrilled to have you here with us, Brian.
Thanks very much, Sue London, and I hope to fill in on an interim basis.
Yeah, now, Brian, how's your week going? Are you keeping busy? Are you stressed? Are you calm?
Oh, I'm calm and happy. That's all there is to it.
That's all we do.
Yeah,
that's great. Now, it's been a couple of weeks that I haven't given a book away. So what I'd like to do now is the first caller who can call in, but you got to go into the radio station. Here's the deal. You got to go into WBLQ, so that's 1230 AM radio, to our station in Westerly, Rhode Island, and if you go in, you may see Brian or Christopher, and they're going to give you a copy of my life story book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, this book is my personal journey of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, near death, being given 30 minutes to live in my life, having a near-death experience, going through divorce and lots of other challenges, and then going through all that and then soaring above it all, meeting Mr. Right and having the life that I desire. So, Brian, before we have the caller call in, do you want to tell everyone, I guess, where the radio station is so they know if they can make it in there or not?
And the address is WBLQ Stereo 1230, 16 High Street, Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891.
Perfect. Sorry, go ahead. You were going to say something?
02891. Make sure I got the zip code exactly right.
Okay, there you go. If you're like me, folks, you need that GPS. That really comes in handy. Now, guys, the number you want to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number, you're going to call and tell Brian you'd like to win my book. It's 1-800-930-2819, and Brian is waiting by the phone to take your call. Now, I am excited about the show tonight because any time that I can share a topic with you that's helped me personally along my journey, well, I just can't wait to get this guest on the phone or on the show fast enough. Now, one of the tools that I used in my personal life to, you know, start my journey of healing Crohn's disease was that I got involved in yoga. But tonight we're going to talk about the healing benefits of yoga and how it can help you in your life as well as your children's lives. Now, our guest today is Satya Kalra, and she has been teaching and promoting and how to enhance the quality of life through spiritually to family and business to various groups and organizations for over 20 years now. A few years ago, she realized that she had a divine realization that led her to quit her job as a CEO and to devote all of her time to self-discovery. Now, today, we're going to talk about the healing benefits of yoga for yourself and for your children. And Satya's also going to talk about her new best-selling book, Yoga Beyond Asana, The Complete Guide to Blissful Life. Now, to learn more about Satya, please visit her website, Path to Adana. I'm saying this wrong, Satya. I'm apologizing right now. I'll spell it for you. It's PATHTOANANDAM, M as in Michael, .org. So check that out, guys. And I just have a feeling tonight is going to be a lot of tongue twisters for me. So again, y'all, if you listen to the show regularly, you know how challenged I get with saying names. So bear with me, everybody. So without any further delay, Satya, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Joe.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you, and, you know, yoga has really changed my life, and I know it's done some great things for you as well, right?
Of course, and it makes my job a lot easier to talk to someone who has her own experiences.
Well, and you know, I got to share with you, and listeners, you know, some of you might be listening and thinking, yoga? Really? Do you think I'm really going to get into yoga? I can't touch my toes or put my socks on. You want me to get involved in yoga? And honestly, folks, I was one of those people that, you know, I'd see people doing yoga, and I thought, how can those people sit so still so long and keep quiet for so long? Because if anyone knows me, I was busy, 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 and talking like crazy, and just always on the go. And then I started working with this amazing personal trainer that was part of my the steps to my recovery as my healing after Crohn's disease. And I want to add before we go a step further, if you're listening to the show tonight, folks, and you have any health challenges, I want you to know that I really want to recommend that you go to your doctors first to get the okay to do the yoga, because I had to do that, and my doctor recommended this in a very huge way for me. So what happened, my personal trainer, you know, knew I had the okay to do yoga, and he literally had to push me into the classroom when they were doing yoga at our gym. And Dave, if you're listening, you can say I told you so, Sue, because it literally has been life changing. Now, what I want to do, Satya, is let's go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, let's start telling everybody, you know, that it's more about bending and touching your toes and all the benefits, because I think we're going to get into a pretty big conversation just on that topic. Don't you agree?
I fully agree with you.
Yeah, perfect. Now, we're going to take that commercial break now, folks, but what I want to also share is congratulations. Brian, who is the winner of my book?
The winner of your book is Lisa Waterman from Stonington, Connecticut.
Well, congratulations, Lisa. I'm very honored to have you have a copy of the book, and I hope you enjoy it. So, Brian, let's go to that commercial break now. And then anyone who's listening who has questions about yoga, in the meantime, while we're on the break, phone in and, you know, get in the queue and ask your questions. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And again, the phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And on the instant feedback area, on the homepage, on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready?
ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guests will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtime, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, folks, we are talking about the healing benefits of yoga in your life, and my guest today is Satya Kalra. Now, before the break, I was sharing how yoga changed my life in a huge way, and just to kind of add a little bit more about that, when I first started yoga, I was saying to Satya during the break that in 1996, my intestine had burst. The doctors had to remove 3 feet of my intestine, and that's when I was given 30 minutes to live. I went through a near-death experience, and so, you know, my health was in a really grave, you know, space. And it was about a year and a half later that, you know, I had the doctors okay to start going to the gym and working out, but only with a personal trainer. I had to be working under the guidance of somebody with knowledge. And so my personal trainer had told me to get in this class. He literally, folks, pushed me through that door to get into that yoga class. And I went in kicking and screaming. I was one of those stubborn people that thought this was not for me. But I'm telling you now, you can mark it in stone. It changed my life. It was huge. So what happened for me was that I started, you know, in the class, and my trainer had said to me, stay at the back of the room, because he told me that I would experience having, you know, some things happening with my intestines. I may experience having gas, like, you know, with doing the exercises. But he assured me that was all great. It might seem embarrassing, and you know me. I'm an open book. I share this kind of stuff with you. So I'm telling you this because if you are experiencing bowel conditions, I want you to be aware of this. I was glad that I knew. I did experience the gas and that, but the washer was right there. So, Satya, what I want to ask you now is tell everybody what was happening with me when I was doing the yoga and what was happening. Like, how was the healing process going as I was doing the yoga?
You know, before I get into that, I want to explain one word here, yoga. What does yoga really mean?
Sure.
Yoga is more, in Western world, is associated with more physical exercises.
Okay.
More physical poses, more asanas. That's why my book is called Yoga Beyond Asana. Means yoga takes you beyond the physical element of your body, which you experience also. But it is not just limited to the physical exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga means it is a connection. It is the union of you and your inner being, who you are. You are the beautiful, healthy spirit which you deserve to be,
mm-hmm.
and happy person. But due to other elements like diseases or many emotional issues, physical issues, we are getting to the issues and we feel disconnected and we feel very unhappy in our life.
Yeah,
and
I was. Yeah.
And that's what happened when we have a lot of stress in our body. It increases or it gives the birth, I would say, or it secretes a lot of toxins in the body.
Okay.
And when it increases the secretion of toxins, it eats up your membranes of your intestine.
Okay.
It activates your gallbladder, activates your cells which you do not want to be activated, and suppress the cells which will be producing the useful enzymes in your system.
Okay.
And it totally messes up the system. And bottom line here is, first thing, the stress or the toxins will affect the weakest spot in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might have a back problem, so sometimes when they get sick or somebody has a lot of stress, they might be having a back problem. Some people like A personalities, they will have a problem with their intestine and their digestive system.
Okay. Okay.
Because it is producing too much acid in their body.
Yes.
That acid is burning your digestive, a very thin alignment of your intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And intestines lose their effectiveness, their digestive power, and their membranic power.
Okay.
And they are basically burned, and they cannot digest the food anymore, or if they digest, and they're digested, you will have a lot of acid refluxes.
Right. So then, go ahead.
So then, basically, in a simple language, you are putting too much heat on when you're cooking something, and you put too much heat on it, and you left it for a long time. What happens? Your food burns, and you lose all the proteins in the food. Similarly, same thing happens inside the body.
Okay. And so then what does yoga do then for you to help with that?
So through yoga, when you do it, exercises have to be combined with the breath.
Okay. Yeah.
It makes you more aware of your body, which sometimes you sit and we do not even understand where these pains are coming from or where these anxieties, emotional problems are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So yoga connects us back to our emotions and mm-hmm. also to our physical elements.
Mm-hmm.
And when we bend around, and because first thing, you know, in simple, you do start with the exercises. So you do the bending, but do a bending in a proper manner.
Yes.
And not stressing too much. So with that bending, the areas which have accumulated a lot of carbon dioxide due to the toxins,
uh-huh. Okay.
It releases that carbon dioxide from the hidden areas. Like you clean the house, and superficially you could clean it, but sometimes you have to go under the bed and in the corners, and then you realize that there is a lot more mess hidden in your house than you thought about it. In our body, we have a lot of these hidden toxins and carbon dioxide hidden in the system, which by bending and doing the different poses of yoga and also with the breathing exercises, it gets to in those corners of your body and it brings all the dirt out and you basically exhale those things.
Can I ask you a question? Because I know for me, like, I had bowel conditions, so I was having a lot of gas. Now, is that common? Like, if, say, somebody joins yoga for the first time and they don't have any physical conditions, are they going to experience, like, the gas, the burping, that kind of stuff? Or is that just because I had the toxins in the intestinal area?
You know, we all have that in our system, the toxins and the carbon dioxide. And initially we experience that, but over a period of time, it keeps reducing and reducing and reducing.
Okay.
So initially experience that, but the best thing I suggest people, before you go to yoga class, make sure you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you do not drink like Coke where you could burp, or you do not drink your milk or anything which could create a gas, because everybody's system reacts differently to different food. So make sure you do not eat the food which could give you a gas. For example, one hand you could eat tomatoes and the other hand you can eat yogurt. And if you eat both of them and if you go to yoga class, your stomach will be going up and down and you will be maybe disturbing some other people also with your gas problem.
Okay, and for the record, everyone listening, don't let me scare you off. I was so impressed with yoga. I went on and I trained as a yoga instructor, and I don't have gas anymore. So I just want everyone to know that, because some people, that might freak them out or scare them off. Now, Sanjay, we have a question here for you. Can we address that now? Okay, this is from Janet. Janet, thank you for your nice comments to how you love the show. I appreciate that. So Janet's question here is, what kind of yoga can help with RA rheumatoid arthritis? Because I know there is different types of yoga, right, Sacha?
You know, for physical, there are many different types of yoga.
Okay.
Like Hatha yoga, like Bikram yoga, like anger yoga, and you just name it. There are many, many different types of yoga.
That's right, yeah.
And the question should be here, what kind of poses will help me with this particular element of the disease? Because with a particular type of bending, you put a pressure on certain parts of the organs on the body, and also not on the organs, different parts of the muscles, different type of the cells in the body, and when you put a different type of pressure on different type of cells, your DNA also gets activated.
Okay.
So the different type of poses are fitted for the different type of elements of the body.
Okay.
Like bending back. For the back, you will need a different. For neck, you will need a different kind of poses. For your facial muscles, for your knees, you need a different type of yoga poses. And for your thighs, for your hips, for each kind, different type of diseases, you need a particular type of poses. So you need to go to a specialist and then find out that what kind of poses you will be recommended, because it's not just a particular poses. Poses, any pose you do in the yoga must be, that's number one rule, it must be very comfortable to your body.
Right.
If it's comfortable, it means it is going to hurt you more than benefit you.
So to address Janet's question, the type of yoga, is that something that she has to go to her doctor first, find out what her poses she could do, and then is there somewhere that she can go, like, online to find out that information, what poses would be included in the different types of yoga? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm thinking a little bit differently. I would recommend her to go to some yoga specialist.
Oh, a yoga specialist.
yoga specialty, experience, has a lot of experience of healing, with the healing elements of different poses.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So, for
finding out which particular arthritis she has. Because even in the rheumatoid arthritis, there are different types.
Okay. Well, Janet, if you want to get back on that chat line and tell us the type of rheumatoid arthritis you have, maybe then Satya can help you even more. Now, Satya, let me ask you, so, you know, Janet's now going to be looking for this specialist who knows yoga and the poses that would be right for her. Where is she going to find a person like that? Do you just go online? Is there a directory for that?
Yes, there are a lot of yoga classes and yoga teachers, but you need to check the references, like you check your reference for your doctor, for your lawyer, for everybody. There has to be a reference check for that particular. Also, nowadays, people put very good information on their website that if they are specialized in general yoga or they specialize in particular elements of healing of the body. So you have to look for the specialist who specializes in healing the elements of the body, not just the general, like you do not go to general doctor for your intestine problems. You have to go to your GI for that.
Okay, perfect. Well, on that note, we've got to take a commercial break. Janet, keep us posted. I'm watching the chat area here. If you want to ask us more questions, we're here to help you. And what we're going to do now is take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to share more information with you, and Satya will share more about her new book. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello everyone, I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hayter.
I'm TJ Lynn.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They usually look at you, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individual setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered living radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazing that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you
that nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds are able to do.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that
won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guests will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Satya Kaul right here with us today, and together, Satya and I are inspiring you to get involved with yoga. And folks, I cannot tell you how much it has changed my life. It was the beginning of me going on to heal Crohn's disease and so many physical and emotional stuff in my life. Now, I want to tell a little story to you, and then I'm going to let Satya tell you really how beneficial it is for your children. I have a grandson. He's 6 years old. I'm sure you've heard me talk about him and tell you each week how he's the sparkle of my eye. Well, when my grandson comes over and he's really busy or he's, you know, not focused or grounded and he's, like, run all over the place, I'll get him to get down the floor and we'll do some yoga together. And I can just watch this boy go from a little wild man to being so much more calm, focused, and, you know, just really grounded. Now, we have such wonderful bonding time during that time, but on the big positive for Grandma here, he's a calmer kid, and that's a bonus for me. So, Satya, adding to that now, tell everyone, you know, who have children, what the benefits are of yoga for their children.
I thought you were telling me my story because I have a granddaughter, 4-year-old.
Okay.
When she was even 6 months old, first thing I taught her how to do the exercises.
Yeah.
The yoga exercises in yoga, and now she, to me, to her, grandma means yoga.
Oh, is that funny?
And we are so bonded that every time we talk about on the phone, even yoga and meditation, how to do meditation and how to, and she learns so quickly, and she's so honest, and she is so creative, so focused, so loving, so caring. And this is what you get with yoga. If yoga is not the physical exercise, but it makes you so much creative and so loving and caring and sharing. That is the most important part. She's the most sharing kid in the whole class. Her teacher tells us all the time.
Can I add to that? Now, don't you find that, you know, doing with this with children, it's grounding them and helping them to focus more, which helps them to tap into their higher self? Don't you find that's, you know, a big bonus? You know, for why you think kids are so creative that do yoga?
Yes, because they become very compassionate and very loving. And when the heart is filled with compassion and love, your higher self, it opens up and your higher consciousness opens up. So she's not like a kid, me, this is my toy, this is me. She will go and share with everybody.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty. This is the power of yoga.
Yeah.
And she's so focused when she does. She's so focused. She's so obedient. And she's such like a kid. She's not like a big adult. She's like a kid of a kid. And she's so, I cannot even describe you how beautiful this child is. Like you are explaining about your grandson. Yes, my Angika is just like that too. Because yoga is very beneficial to kids. They get grounded from very childhood. And that will be a blessing for a parent and children if they get started them at very early age.
Yeah. Now, okay, so add to that now, what age would you start kids with yoga?
Oh, I would not even mind to start them with a 1 year or 2 year old, like a kindergarten. We started Ambika like she was only 18 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they learn to play with each other better and collaborate with each other better. They become, as I said, they become very friendly. And they are ready. And she, at the same time, she's such a strong will. She's so well suited to go and fight with the boys and just, you know, nobody can push her down. Self-esteem is very high. She has so much self-confidence. So yoga not only gives you this, it increases your self-confidence, your self-determination, your thinking, your memory power, your concentration power. If you give this kid a little something, she remembers so quickly, so the memory is increased. I mean, they become a fully functional kid. Okay? I mean, a fully functional human being in such an early age that they can... I mean, they're very smart. They become very smart. Their brain cells become very active.
Yeah, and I know, like, when my daughter was younger, when I was going through my divorce and that, she was really not grounded, and she was having trouble with math. And her teacher loved music, and he said, get her playing the piano. And like yoga, that helped her to improve in her math skills. But I've also watched my grandson, like you're saying, you know, their memory, but the creativity that comes out of them, it's just amazing. Now, and we're both sharing with the listeners about how we have had this terrific bonding time with these kids. I recommend highly that, you know, this is great mom and child or dad and child time, you know, instead of shut the TV off and get doing yoga with them.
I absolutely agree with you on that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is there any, like, by kids doing yoga, would you say that they're going to be, their view systems will be better as well? Because we talked about, you know, better focus and concentration, grounded, being calmer. But does this do something to improve their immune system too? Make them healthier?
That given immune system, it goes hand in hand with the yoga practices. Mm-hmm. No matter who does it. Because it goes to your hidden areas, and basically it strengthens your cells and your DNA, your genes, your nucleotide, your nucleus, your cell lining. It just increases your immunity and your health and every part of your body. Mm-hmm. It's very good for health.
And can I add to this, folks? If we're not giving you enough positive examples, what also I found happened for me was it toned me. I lost inches. So if anyone who is overweight, you know, might not have problems with your, you know, your health or your focus, but if you have a few extra pounds on or you need to tone, it's another reason to get into this. We could go on and on about benefits, couldn't we, Satya? I'm looking at the clock. We're almost out of time.
Union with yourself. Any part of your body is misaligned, it will align it. Whether it's an emotional problem, or it's a physical problem, or you have a state problem, or you have a relationship problem, or you have a resentment problem, anything, it gives you nothing but a good result, and there are no side effects, believe me.
Absolutely.
Only thing you get is a positive response to with yoga.
And I want to add to that, too, that, you know, make sure you check with your doctor. It's okay to do if you've got challenges with your health. But also, you know, it's a very great tool. And it doesn't have to cost you money. You can see it on TV. You don't need a lot of equipment for it. You know, some places they provide the yoga mats. I have my own. I'm just looking at the time here, Satya. We've only got like 2 minutes left. Can you share? You've got a special offer for all our listeners, and it's regarding your book. Do you want to share that with everybody now before we run out of time?
Yes, the name of my book is Yoga Beyond Asana, The Complete Guide for Blissful Life. And it is a 30-day spiritual planner with the spiritual planner on the back, so you can text it and you can tick mark. And it comes in ebook as well as it comes in the hardcover. And ebook became a bestseller even the 12 days prior to we planned for the bestseller campaign. So we have a special offer right now going. You can even download the book only for 99 cents. And hardcover from $10 right now it is only just $4.98 at Amazon.com. And all the proceeds from this book go 100% to philanthropic causes like Save the Young Baby Girls and many different projects we have. So every single penny comes to this book, 100% goes directly to the support the philanthropic causes. So, and again, this book is not, as I said, written by me. It is written because it came to me a divine message that I'm supposed to write this book. Yeah. And I finished this writing in a week and a half.
Wow. Now, so let me ask you, we're out of time here now. So I wanted to, you know, make sure that, is the book on your website, PathToAdenum.org?
Yeah, it's also on PathToAdenum, as well as the special offer is right now with the Amazon.com.
Okay.
We have a bestseller campaign going on, and it is going to end in 2 days.
Okay, perfect.
We have this offer only for 2 days right now.
Okay, so perfect. So, guys, I want you to go to Amazon.com, right, and tell everybody one more time the name of the book.
Yoga Beyond Asana.
Okay.
The Complete Guide for Blissful Life. That's Satya Kala, SatyaKalra.
Perfect. Well, you have been a wealth of knowledge, my friend. Anyone listening, it's new to you, check, go online, do your homework, see the type of, you know, poses the different teachers do, what's the right yoga. There are different types of yoga. I do and teach Dawn Yoga, which is energy yoga. So my daughter likes Pilates and the real intense and the hot yoga. So check it all out, wealth of information. Satya, thank you so much for being here, my friend. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to inspire you and share a reminder with you on the topic of support. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guests will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free coffee now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance.
Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's Angel Portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, folks, we talked about yoga. We talked about how healing it is for you. We talked about the different types of yoga and how life-changing it can be for you. We've given you some homework to go online and see what the best type of yoga is for you. Now, I'm going to tell you, my daughter loves Pilates, and it's really a lot of like lifting and physical work. I'm not like that. I like the spiritual energy yoga. And so where I do that, my daughter likes the other. There's yoga for children. If you are pregnant, there's yoga for, you know, people who are pregnant girls. Check out, do your homework on this. I really want to encourage you, if you are having challenges, physical or emotional, this really can be life-changing for you. Can you hear me keep going on and on about this? But if it worked for me, I say it can work for anybody. So please check it out, okay? Now, I want to take this part of the show, and I want to share a reminder with you about support and asking for things that you need to have in your life. Today I was, you know, running some errands, and I just thought, you know, we haven't talked about this lately, and I have so many people coming up to me and saying, I wish I had more. And I'd ask them, and I'd say, well, do you ask, you know, God, your angels, your loved ones, or, you know, those on the other side for help? Do you ask them for what you need? So here what happened today. Here's my examples to share with you. I was out and I was running errands and I was picking up some groceries. I was packing in so much stuff in such a short amount of time, and I was standing in the grocery store long lineup, and I looked at my watch and I saw that I needed to be somewhere, you know, pretty soon. Now, you've heard me and our guests talk about the importance of asking God or angels or whoever else you believe in to ask for what you need, right? Okay, I'm reminding you again here. So while I was standing in this huge, long lineup today, I started asking my angels and all my loved ones on the other side to start working their magic so that I could get checked out quickly through this, you know, this line, and then be on my way so I wouldn't be late for my next meeting. And let me tell you, it wasn't even 2 minutes later, this lady, a clerk from another checkout, she came up to me, just appeared out of nowhere, and she asked if I could follow her and go to the express checkout. Now, even though I had more than the limit allowed to go to her checkout, she said, you know, something just tells me that I need to help you to get out of here in a quick matter. Now, she had gone 12 checkouts over before she got to me. She passed all those people, and she came to me and she said, you know, I can't explain it. I just knew that I had to help you to, you know, get checked out and be on your way. And so I told her that, you know, she was really an answered prayer and from above, and I thanked her for, you know, listening and following through. And she looked at me and she smiled and she wished me a great day, and I went on my way. And I was not late for my appointment. So, you know, I want to share that with you, and I want to ask you a question. How many of you listening right now are going about your day the hard way? Okay, are you pushing yourself to the limit so you are so exhausted you're ready to drop? Are you not being efficient and getting all your things completed that you need to get done in the day? Or are you feeling like you're doing everything in life alone? Do you feel completely alone? Or let me ask you this, how do you work the easy way, or what I call the smart way? Do you ask your angels, or God, your loved ones on the other side, or whoever else you believe in, whatever your belief system is, to help you with your needs. Now, some of you who might be new to listening to the show may not know my story, but if those of you listening, this is another reminder for you. In 1996, when I had my near-death experience, it was the beginning of a whole new world for me. It really opened up my eyes. It showed me that, you know, being on that other side for the short amount of time that I was there, that we are so tremendously, deeply supported and loved, and we have so many on the other side waiting to help us with our needs, but if we don't ask them, they won't help us. So you got to take that step and ask. They are waiting for you to ask what you need. You just simply have to share your thoughts or your feelings and requests. And I promise you, you are going to be so pleasantly surprised at how miracles start to unfold all around you. I can tell you that every day, something like what happened in the grocery store happens to me every day. I can get a thought and I can attract it. Now, I said to you earlier in the show, I was going to share what happened last week. So here's the story, okay? Last week, about an hour and a half before I was supposed to go on my live radio show at the same time, I got a phone call from my daughter, who's 5 months pregnant. Now, my daughter started having complications with her pregnancy, and I knew without a doubt that, as being her mom, that I had to go to her, and I simply had to trust that my show was going to run without me. And I am not one to not fulfill a commitment. So the first thing that I did was I knew that I had to go to my daughter. I knew I had to get to her. And so the first thing that I did was I asked God and my angels to help me to get to my daughter safely but quickly. And I asked them to guide me with direction on how I was to help her. And then I asked all my loved ones on the other side to help my producer, Christopher, take care of my show and touch your hearts and inspire you for me when I couldn't be there. Kind of like I was calling in all my assistants on the other side, you could say. So here's what happened. I got to my daughter in record time, and let me also add in there that I was not speeding. It was like this miracle happened. There was no traffic on the road, and at that time of the day, there's normally traffic. So I got there in a record time. And then being a Reiki master, well, it comes in very handy for me in emergencies. When I got to her house, I gave my daughter and my future grandson lots of Reiki energy healing. And the contraction stopped and all's good. Now she's resting and taking it easy for the next few months. And I brought our grandson home with me, and he spent lots of fun quality time with Grandpa and I. So all is good. Now, throughout the situation, I was able to stay calm and know that everything was going to unfold as it needed. I knew that I had lots of support from others on the other side and here that would look after my daughter, my grandson, and my radio show for me also. And I want to also share with you that, you know, I have, you know, when someone does something great for me, I just got to share it. And I have to tell you, I am so tremendously blessed to have such a great support team on this side with all my staff, you know, here at our radio station at WBLQ 1230 AM radio, and then at Transformation Talk Radio Network. Christopher and Linda, Dr. Pat Kim, and our newest host and member of our network family, Laura, she filled in for my show last week, and I understand everything went fantastic. So see, I didn't put that pressure on myself and that stress. So I just want to tell you a reminder, if you're feeling alone or not happy how life is treating you, start asking for support and ask for the things that you need, and I guarantee you will see miracles start to unfold in front of you. Now, I hope something that I shared with you or my guest Satya has shared will help you along your journey. To learn more about me, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. And I want to thank my guest today, Satya Kalra, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Join me next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, that's 2 p.m. Pacific, when my guest, Sue Fredericks, will be here, and she is going to help callers discover who their soulmate is and also what is coming along their journeys. So make sure you tune in. Now, on behalf of my amazing guest, Satya Kalra, my wonderful producer, Brian, who is filling in for Christopher this week, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you real soon. So have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host the show, call 1-800-960-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
Be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just crippled you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Think about the past shows to catch me out? Just listen to what some of the transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Elgin Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you, and we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.